The two-month investigation began in August when a three-month-old infant was found dead in her playpen, apparently of sudden infant death syndrome. Early Care Regulation Bureau Director Jill Chase with the State Department of Children and Families says Barnyard Buddies failed to meet several provisions of licensing rules for group child care centers.
Such as failure to follow SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, guidelines required by administrative law. In addition, the child care center did not properly supervise the infant room, and the licensee as well as other staff were not current with their certification for infant and child CPR.
Moreover, Chase says the child care center licensee, Scott Pearson, misled parents when he failed to post previous non-compliant statements next to the center's license. She says Pearson has been notified of the state's findings.
This licensee is no longer able to hold a license to operate a child care center. A revocation of a child care license, it's either because children were harmed or placed at risk, or the center has failed to come into compliance after a period of time of repeat violations.
Pearson can appeal the state's decision within 10 days of notification. There were 40 child care center license revocations in 2007. There are more than 5,600 licensed centers in the state. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.